Listening, Cyrano de Bergerac and Roxanne. An Ode to Poetry and the Power of Words by Edmund Rostand. Those familiar with Cyrano de Bergerac through Edmund Rostand's late 19th century fictionalized version, made even more popular by numerous films and stage adaptations, may be surprised to learn that the real Cyrano was an atheist philosopher with a terrible reputation, a fondness for dueling, and a passion for fantastical literature that speculated about the future. He died at the age of 36 in a convent, likely taken in by his sister, the Mother Superior, after being gravely injured a year earlier when a beam fell on him. Rostand's play, which was a resounding success from its very first performance, filters Cyrano's life through the lens of a more sentimental and romantic age, idealizing love and heroism. In the play, Cyrano's wit no longer challenges God or philosophical doctrines, but rather the honor of his enemies. His brief 2-year military career, cut short by a throat wound during the siege of Arras, is reimagined as a symbol of the somewhat futile bravery of the French soldier. Most notably, Rostand invents a poignant and fictionalized romance between Cyrano and his cousin Roxanne, a real historical figure, whom the playwright freely reinterprets. With a Baroque-style twist of mistaken identity, the story becomes an ode to poetry and the enduring power of words. At a time when literature often expressed sympathy for misshapen yet tender-hearted beings, Quasimodo, for instance, Cyrano's monstrosity is his oversized nose. Yet his true flaw is not physical, but emotional. Had he set aside his arrogance and bluster and allowed Roxanne to see the sincere man the audience comes to know, romance would likely have blossomed. Instead, he chooses to hide behind the handsome Christian de Nouviette, allowing him to court Roxanne with words Cyrano himself has written. Christian may be inarticulate, but he is shrewd enough to recognize that poetic language is the key to winning Roxanne's heart. Language Cyrano provides in a series of irresistible letters. Together, they deceive the sweet Roxanne. Between them, they create the ideal lover, handsome on the outside, eloquent within. But tragedy strikes when Christian dies at the siege of Arras, without ever revealing their deception. Heartbroken and believing her true love has died, Roxanne retreats to a convent. Cyrano visits her faithfully for years, until one afternoon. As an old man suffering a mortal wound, he drags himself to her side. Only then, as he lies dying, does Roxanne finally understand the truth. It was Cyrano who had stirred her heart with his words. A tragic fate for Roxanne, who loses her beloved twice and spends the rest of her life in chosen seclusion. Both tragedies might have been avoided if Cyrano, who prided himself on his courage, had dared to speak the truth. In the end, Cyrano sacrifices happiness not so much for love, but out of cowardice, out of loyalty to a friend, and out of a romanticized ideal of his cousin. None of these reasons bring him more than a faint, bittersweet consolation.